Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Before we bring Brother Jones on the air, I'd like to open the line for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Caller 5959, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm calling for prayers for me and my health and strength, and I'm also asking prayers for my son, Antoine, in this situation and who all was involved. And I'm also asking prayers for my granddaughter, that the Lord would give her the strength and be healthy in her situation as well. And just continue to pray for the Graham family that we would get stronger. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for a friend of mine, Ruby, and her husband, Griffin. I'm asking for prayer for them. Also for my niece, Anita, who has lymphoma, that you would continue to pray with me for her. I'm asking prayer for everyone on the line and also for my coworkers as well, for the Clark, LeGrand, and the Baker families. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. Just asking prayer for my husband, Rick Williams, as he travels to the doctor on Thursday and then on Friday for his chemo. Pray that all goes well and he'll be able to tolerate it. Continue to pray for my daughter, Kennedy, and thanking God for allowing my daughter, Jayla, and her fiance to travel safely on yesterday. Continue to pray for me that God will continue to give me guidance and for my children at school and my mom and my dad, and pray for our country as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for our country, for the world, that God will bless us all, guide us, and bless us in the ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers who are out here providing us with words of encouragement on a daily basis, but also encouraging others that they meet, allow them to continue letting their light shine so that they are able to continue to do the will of God. And also for anyone that's traveling, that God will bless them all to respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely, especially my husband, who's a trucker and who's always traveling as a means of supporting our family and God's kingdom. Thank you. We'll now have our words of encouragement followed by our closing prayer from Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for calling in for your prayer request, and we trust and pray that God will grant each and every one of your requests, and those that are on the call, perhaps they did not have the opportunity to make their request known. Today is Sir Isaac Newton's birthday. He was born in 1642 in Wolves Thorpe, England. Newton grew up to have an apple fall on his head. This simple event fired him. He discovered the law of gravity. Simply, what goes up must come down. Today I would like to repeal the law of gravity and impose the law of seriousness in its place. There is a time for our hearts to be serious, and I would like for this to be such a time. In Psalms 37, verses 23 through 25, the shepherd boy David penned these words as he dipped his pen in the ink of inspiration. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's been once young, and at the time that he was writing this particular division of Psalm, he was old, an older man. And he said that he had never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This is the first Monday of the new year. And for the rest of this month, I'm going to deviate from Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, and deal with making improvements. We sometimes call those improvements New Year's resolutions. David said, if you're going to make lasting change, things that are found in the text that you must do. Number one, David said, first of all, you have to control your walk. Look at verse number 23. David said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Steps indicate that you're going somewhere, that you're moving in a certain direction. David wanted his readers to know that regardless of whatever comes into our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly, God has already ordered our steps. A good man, a good woman. The word ordered in the Hebrew comes from a word that means to stand firm, to be sure, to be reliable, fixed, certain, prepared. In other words, David is saying, whatever comes into our lives in 2021, God has already ordered us, the good, the bad, or the ugly. God is going to see us through whatever challenges that come upon us. Just the mere fact of knowing that whatever comes, God has already in place how he's going to see you through and how he's going to see me through our challenges in 2021. But we have to be very careful to control our walk, to make sure that we're walking in the steps of a good man. David said that God delighteth in his way. The word delight there comes from a Hebrew word, which means to have a strong, positive attraction for something. God finds pleasure in the man, in the woman, that walks in the steps in which he have ordered. So number one, we got to control how we walk in 2021. Number two, we need to condition our will. Look at verse number 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. David is not indicating, though he fall into sin, God's not going to uphold us with his hand in sin. But David is saying, whatever calamity comes, even in this pandemic, God will uphold us with his right hand. Someone has well said that we have to have reason in order to appreciate complexity, in order to have an appreciation for majesty. We need an appreciation for majesty in order to appreciate mystery. We don't know how God's going to bring us out of certain situations. As a matter of fact, we all of us can look back in our past and see situations that we were in, and we were panicking, and we didn't know what we were going to do, how we were going to get out, but somehow through the providence of God, God brought us through. We have to condition our will, because whatever comes, even in this pandemic, we need to understand that God is going to uphold us with his hand. David says, I was once young, now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David did not say, I have never seen the righteous die. David did not say, I've never seen the righteous have cancer. David did not say, I've never seen the righteous go through divorce. Did not say, I've never seen the righteous sick. David did not say, I've never seen the righteous die. But what David did say, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Even in sickness, God is with us. Even in death, God is with us. Even in this pandemic, God is with us. Even in troubled marriages, God is with us. David says, whatever the situation is, whatever calamity comes upon us, God is with us. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And then David says, commit your way. In verse number 25, David said, I've been young, I've been old. And the question on the floor this morning is, what's the mileage between being young and being old? Is it years? I beg to differ. Because there are many of us who have gotten old that are still a fool. No, the mileage between being young and being old is the experiences between the gap that we have experienced in life, that we have learned from, that we have applied to our lives. That's the difference between being young and being old. It's all right being young, but many things that the young folk believe is not true. They believe everything on social media. They believe everything on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, all of that social media. They believe everything they see and hear on the social media. The mileage between being young and being old is life's experiences. What have we learned as we've gone through life? Have we continued to make the same mistakes over and over again? Have we continued to live in situations that we know God is not pleased with and trying to convince ourselves that I'm going to overcome someday? David says life experiences should teach us that if we're going to make lasting change, number one, we need to control how we walk in this life. Number two, we need to condition our will. Our will should be, regardless of whatever I'm going through, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And lastly but not least, we need to commit our way to the Lord. Trust him. He delights in a good man who walks in the steps that he's already ordered for him. Shall we pray? Father and our God, we come now and we thank you for blessing us to see another year. God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We come now on the behalf of Sister Janice Graham and her health, for her son, granddaughter. We ask, Father, that you would be with her and the family and strengthen them where they're weak, build them up where they're torn down, and defeat them in those things that are contrary to your will. We come now on behalf of Sister Mary, who asks for prayer for Ruby and Griffin and her niece, co-workers, the Clark and the Baker family. Father, we trust and pray that all will be well with them. Pam, her husband, his treatment, we trust and pray that he'd be able to bear it. And as David said, even when we fall, when calamity come upon us, even in the midst of her husband's treatment, we know that you are with him. Bless Kennedy. Bless Jayla. Continue to give them traveling grace in our country in which we live, Father, in the world, in this pandemic. We ask that you would bless us and keep us as you see fit. Bless all the ministers that participate in this program that prepare messages to edify and uplift the souls of men, truckers, all those that are traveling to and fro, delivering goods. We ask for safe passage for them. At the end of the day, they may be able to return home to their loved ones. Father, go with us. Be with us throughout the remaining of this day. And as we close this prayer, we petition a special friend of mine, Sister Dorothy Cockrell, who's going through some trying times now. Father, we ask that you look into her situation and bless her that she may be able to overcome. I can't say how long it's going to last, but I know that however long that it lasts, that you're with us, that you will comfort us, even in the midst of our storms. And that will be enough. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.